NFL kickoff is getting closer and closer, and now we're pleased to be joined by Max Henson of Panthers.com, joining us remotely here. And Max, I'm wondering what the mentality is like in Carolina right now. I know that Cam Newton the other day said that this is just the start of the 2016 season. Does the rest of the team feel that way too?
Yeah, well, of course, there's so much energy and excitement around the season opener. You've got a Super Bowl rematch, which is dominating the storyline. And for really any football team entering a new season, they want to put the past in the past and kind of keep it there. That's hard to do this week, of course. Everybody wants to talk about what happened in Super Bowl 50. And for Cam Newton and the Panthers specifically, that's not exactly a road they want to go down right now. They're trying to start a new season on the right foot. Of course, there's going to be so much intensity and energy in that locker room before they take the field at Sports Authority Field and Mile High. It's going to be one of those emotional games. Look, the NFL did this for a reason. There's a lot in this one. For this Panthers team, though, they're trying to start fresh. They know that they want to start 2016 the right way, get off to a win in a hostile environment. They know this is going to be a difficult game. They're going to have to bring their best, and they feel their best will be good enough.
It's funny because this the same mentality here, too, because Broncos trying to put that Super Bowl out of their minds and start chasing the next one. Of course, the two rosters, a little bit different than the ones we saw in that Super Bowl matchup. I wanted to ask you, how excited are people about Kelvin Benjamin coming back to the roster after missing all last season?
Tremendously excited. Obviously, Kelvin Benjamin, the number one wide receiver for this team, a guy that Cam Newton trusts completely and is a guy that Campbell, at certain points in the game, give him some 50-50 balls and say, make me a play. And that's what Kelvin can bring you. He's a dynamic talent at 6'5", 245 pounds. Brings even more size and athleticism to this Carolina wide receiver core. Of course, he did not play in Super Bowl 50. That's another big thing to watch here. Can he be a difference maker? We know these two teams are different. Obviously, one of the major differences is Kelvin Benjamin going to be out there. He's obviously very excited to be able to contribute and impact this game, unlike Super Bowl 50.
Exciting to see him and Devin Funchess on the field at the same time, too, because we haven't seen that, right?
Yeah, I mean, him and Devin, of course, you look across the league now, a lot of these offenses are using 6'3", 6'4", 6'5" wide receivers, and that's what Carolina's doing right now. You look at the two starting wideouts in Funchess and Benjamin and throw Greg Olsen into the mix at 6'4", one of the best tight ends in the league. They've got a very, very tall, physical front line of wide receivers, and with Cam Newton as well, they're going to try to get up over the top of these corners for Denver, who are very physical. Obviously, we saw in Super Bowl 50 how difficult they can be to make plays against. It's a really, really good secondary. Carolina has a lot of respect for, and it's going to come down to winning those kind of man-on-man matchups, which I know, you know, Denver likes to employ with their secondary.
We know another change in your guys' secondary. Josh Norman not there anymore, and now on the depth chart, at least two rookie corners there. What kind of progress have you seen from them, and are they ready to go on Thursday?
The Panthers have been really pleased with what they've gotten from the rookies. Of course, this is unusual. You don't normally see two rookies thrown into such prominent roles in a defense, but Carolina believes fully in their front seven. Obviously, they've got some star power at the linebacker position, and they feel really good about the strength of their defensive line. And they're hoping that that's going to kind of set the tone for this entire defense. And in the back end, they are working in these rookies who have shown progress throughout training camp and preseason. You really don't know until this week one opportunity when the really bright lights and big stage is on how they're going to react. They think they've got the right temperament, though. They like the way that they've studied and learned the defense. And it's going to be a matter of now going out there and making plays. But I think these guys are ready for this moment. Of course, we'll all find out together on Thursday night.
You mentioned those star linebackers, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis. It doesn't get better than that. What kind of challenges are they going to pose for a first-time quarterback in Trevor Siemian?
Well, Luke Kuechly is about as good a defensive player you got in the league right now, of course. And it's not just what he can do physically, but it's kind of between the ears, what he knows from a mentally. The guy studies about as much film as you'll see anybody, any defensive player across the league. He's a very intuitive, instinctive player. So certainly you would imagine Luke and the rest of the defense is going to try to do their best to rattle this really first-time starting quarterback. And that's what you would see in any situation across the league when this kind of thing happens. Of course, for the Broncos, there's not much tape on Trevor Siemian. So that plays into their advantage, you could say, that the Carolina defense doesn't have too much to go off of, doesn't have too much to game plan off of. But him specifically, you'd really have to go back to his Northwestern days if you want to see extensive action in competitive games. So it's going to be an interesting chess match, but obviously Carolina feels really good about Luke Kuechly leading this defense, and they hope that he and the rest of his running mates can help diagnose some things and make life difficult for Simeon.
Well, there's going to be great matchups all across the board. I'll let you go on this one. What can we expect Cam Newton to be wearing when he gets off the plane here in Denver?
That is probably the hardest question you could ask me, because you really have no idea what you're going to see. You might see some sort of hat, some leopard print, perhaps. You really just don't know, Phil. I will be first to let you know when I do see, though. I'll make sure I get you the scoop on that. But I'll tell you, it'll probably be colorful and probably be a little different. I would imagine that.
Well, we know he's not shy about playing on the big stage, and he's living up to that. So, Max, thank you so much. We're looking forward to a big game on Thursday.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Phil. See you out there.
All right. That's Max Henson from Panthers.com. I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.